This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, hour number two. Brought to you by our friends at Action Movers. Action Movers business is booming, and they are looking for workers. Warehouse, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time, available. Got to be able to pass the background check. Have a Class A CDL. They got a tremendous opportunity for you if you got a Class A CDL. It's never been a better time to join the moving industry. They're offering a one-time, really nice, lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for both employee drivers and owner-operators. They have local, regional, over-the-road opportunities for you, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. So if you want to find out more, visit their office in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call them 701-566-5532. Action Movers. It's A Action Movers. Action with two A's. AActionMovers.com for more information. So what's on your mind? Jason Boer's in for Scott Hennen. Numbers to call, 800-228-0550. Get you on right away. Otherwise, you can leave a comment, of course, anytime on our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Oasis Petroleum, be the Buffalo hotline, 855-270-1776, extension 1. Keep in mind, too, OasisPetroleum.com is hiring as well. Why the Be the Buffalo hotline? Because they run into the storm. Jason, how are you doing, buddy? Welcome back to hour two. We're gonna continue on with our guest from last segment, right? Is that the plan?
That is the plan. We're talking to Kayla Coe from the Lignite Energy Council about our teacher seminar that she has been running for now how many years, Kay?
Oh, I think we're at 7 or 8. This will be my 13th seminar overall, though.
So, in your years running it, talking about the success stories, why we're doing it, what we're trying to accomplish, we were talking during the break about what you see, the change in perceptions. That's a great anecdote that I think speaks to the heart of the challenges that we face in the industry and also maybe one piece of the puzzle in correcting that oversight. Can you repeat that for us?
Yeah, probably the most astounding thing that I've seen is the improvement or the change in the perception and the response to the industry that we've been able to demonstrate with the teachers. So since 2009, I've been tracking the teachers' perception and opinion and concerns about the industry before taking the seminar, and then what that is when they come out of the seminar. And incredibly enough, we're able to demonstrate a 87 to 94% approval of the lignite industry or using coal to produce electricity, which is usually about a 15 to 20% improvement. A lot of times these teachers come in and they just don't understand where their electricity comes from, and that's pretty indicative of the world that we live in. They just kind of go with whatever they're provided in the curriculum that the public school systems or any school systems have been given, and it's not always the real truth. So it's just really great to see that these teachers come out and they go, hey, you know what? I now know exactly where my electricity is coming from, and I know the people that are producing that electricity, and because of that, they're able to give a lot better picture to their students when they go back to the classrooms. And on that note, we estimate that there's more than 60,000 students that have benefited from these teachers coming to the seminar, and of that, 82% of our teachers indicate that they use our material in the classroom after they've attended.
That is a lot of students.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's interesting talking about where electricity comes from, because we're actually at the front end of that challenge when we were just talking with Scott about electric vehicles. But even talking about electric vehicles, on why are you talking about electric vehicles? Isn't that like the environmental industry or whatever. No, we are in the electricity industry, and we are selling electricity that is derived from coal. And that's why we like electric vehicles, because they use electricity derived from coal. And so this conversation about where electricity comes from, where things come from, is still critically important. And we've been dealing with it for years on the coal electricity side. But it's interesting, since we've started talking about emerging markets, that now you see that from a different perspective as well. And, you know, the other question that I think is critical for people who live outside of the coal bubble is just the environmental remediation and reclamation that happens. What is, you know, what's a lesson that you, how do you demonstrate that reclamation commitment to those teachers who are coming in, and maybe all they know about coal mining is what they saw on TV, you know, 20 years ago on who knows what they saw, but it isn't necessarily accurate, nor is it probably related to what we do in North Dakota. But how do you message that reclamation for those teachers?
That's a great question. So it's really twofold. And really, we have to look at our target audience here, our audience here, and that is we still live in a very rural state, and the teachers that attend are still pretty rural. So the connections to farming are probably the things that drive that point home the most. So we first take them out. Well, we educate them. Then we take them out on tour, and we get to drive through those reclaimed fields. We get to drive through the active mines, and then we ask them, all right, well, you point out where was reclaimed or where was mined and reclaimed and where is virgin soil, and there is not a single teacher, there isn't anybody that I've taken on tour yet in my 13 years here that's been able to pick out where it has been mined and reclaimed and where it's been, where it hasn't been touched. So then we follow that up the next day by bringing in a farmer that has farmed reclaimed land for a number of years, decades actually, and getting to hear the stories and the anecdotes and the examples that he's able to give of what they've seen throughout their careers farming reclaimed land, and to be able to hear the success stories of how the mines have been able to actually solve some of their production problems for or with the farmers. And that really helps to drive home the point that not only was the land able to give us the coal to produce the electricity, but then it goes right back into production for agricultural purposes. And that is definitely one of the biggest high points of the seminar, is that these teachers are able to see that we're not leaving big, gaping, ugly holes, that we care about what we leave behind.
Great point. And it's such a great visual to see the land as it looks today and compare it to what it looked like when they were taking coal out of the ground. It's really an amazing transformation, and it's a testament to the dedication that the state has to the environment and making sure the environment is taken care of. And, you know, it's actually one of the best messages that is a pro-coal message is this environment message. You see, we care about the things that you care about. We want the land to be productive. And in fact, North Dakota is still primarily in, you know, there is a lot of ag acreage in this region. And to be able to build that connection with these folks is incredibly important. So if you're a student and your teacher has just gone to this, what are they going to come back into the classroom and what might they bring to the classroom if they were going to bring back a lesson plan that you helped put into their minds?
Hands-on activities. That is probably one of the coolest things about the seminar, and I just keep expanding this part of it every single year because it's the most exciting, is we have so many different kinds of hands-on things that the teachers can take back to the classrooms. Our homeschoolers can do in their own classrooms. Homeschooling, Boy Scouts can do, Girl Scouts can do, and that's probably the coolest thing because we learn so much better when we are able to do it ourselves. And that's something that these educators are able to take back, are lesson plans that include hands-on. Things like cake pan mining, where kids get to pair up and they have to operate their own mine. Another super popular one is chocolate chip cookie mining. So they're taking chocolate chips out of cookies and figuring out the economics and the reclamation about it. And then, of course, you get to eat the cookie afterwards.
Very nice.
And we've got really cool things where we can site transmission lines using Play-Doh, dental floss, and paper clips. So these are really super affordable, easy ways for teachers to bring back what they learned into the classroom, and the kids will remember those things. And that's my favorite part. That's really what we try to do, is it's not all this lecture. We want the teachers to have just as much fun as their students are going to when they bring the information back to the classroom.
Yeah, and ultimately, you want these students to have a good experience, but accumulating new knowledge. And so the work that you're doing, appreciate it. It's great for the industry. It is great for the state. I appreciate you being with us this morning on the show.
Thank you.
More What's in Your Mind is on the way. Jason Berg filling in. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-226-8503. More on the way on What's on Your Mind.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
The advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Friends at Gateway Building Systems. 60 plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service, Gateway Building Systems. They got the hard-earned reputation as a design build contractor. holds expertise, quality, reliability, and safety above all. Gateway strives to take you further. Whether it's commercial or farm, grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings, whatever, they've got what you need. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brockman dealer in the U.S. Locally owned, turnkey convenience, factory direct products, complete design services as well. In-house construction. Gateway Building Systems provides you with the Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, lags, towers, conveyors, whatever. Stop into one of Gateway's three locations, West Fargo, Fergus Falls, Minnesota, or Jamestown. Chat with one of their team members. Learn more at 800-747-4499 or online at gatewaybuilding.com, gatewaybuilding.com, or 800-747-4499. They've got the grain bin storage in stock. Ask about the seasonal discounts as well. It's What's on Your Mind. Jason Bohr in for Scott Henin today. And we are rolling right along, man.
Doing all right today. It's good to be back. Been having some great conversations about electric vehicles. Teacher seminar. Going to talk some research and development with Mike Holmes and figure out some of the missing pieces to the puzzle of what is next for coal in North Dakota. Mike, I had a question for you that was related to some of the things we've been talking earlier about the electric vehicles, the infrastructure that that exists and that is going to be required for those. And it even ties into the teacher seminar questions that we were talking with Kate, because it gets to this concept of where do things come from. President Biden has announced a whole suite of electric vehicle goals that are going to require a whole bunch of raw materials like lithium. And currently, you know, we are getting lithium from probably less environmentally sustainable ways than if we were to get it out of this country. We're pulling it out of the ground overseas, and then we're reaping the benefits in this country. So it highlights a problem, I think, in the industry when we're off-sourcing the environmental degradation that occurs when we don't mine in this country, because as Kay just demonstrated, we do it right in this country. How can we fix that in this country by getting more things from lignite? What are the types of elements, minerals that we can get out of lignite to alleviate that problem and start sourcing our own raw materials where we know we can do it the right way sustainably?
Yeah, it's a great question. Just so many opportunities for us to take advantage of our vast lignite supplies that we have right here in North Dakota in the Williston Basin. And the answer, you know, related to electric vehicles is a large amount of different inputs. When you talk about the rare earth element side of things, basically the reason the federal government is pushing rare earth elements so much is in part because we're essentially 100% reliant on imports for our rare earth element supply. But if you look at what rare earth elements are used for, it's a global market of about $17 trillion of products. But the rare earth element market is about $14 billion is what it's projected to be in 2025.
So that's so
orders of magnitude more products than the rare earth element.
So you begin a source, you get a source for the rare earth elements, and then that could increase a thousandfold if you can get that source monetized within the region.
Yep, absolutely. And what's very intriguing about lignite, so rare earth elements are not concentrated anywhere, but in the lignites, we have the presence of the rare earth elements and other critical minerals for batteries and other components, electric motors, things like that. Those critical minerals and rare earth elements are easily removable from the lignite coal. So It's looking at that whole set of economics from their presence to how removable they are. And then you look at that ability to make magnets and electronics and battery components and a whole suite of things from the medical to the defense industry and ag and automotive, things like that.
So you're starting to talk about rare earth elements and critical minerals. What is the difference between those things, or is there even a functional difference?
So the only difference is where they end up on the list of chemicals. In other words, rare earth elements is a family of elements, and they omit some of the other high-value elements that we need, like germanium and others, to make some of these high-value products out there, the electronics and other products that are needed.
Okay. So typically what you're... So the rare earth elements are critical minerals, but not all critical minerals are rare earth elements.
There you go. Yep. And so we, you know, we start with our, back to your list of products, we start with our lignite, which is basically plant material after decaying or partially decomposing for 50 to 70 million years. And you, especially the stuff that's close to the surface, is getting oxidized naturally by some rain and atmosphere. And right off the bat, you can look at that and say, there's a product from lignite that is currently being sold, and it's called leonardite. It's named after A.G. Leonard, who was a UND professor and the first North Dakota state geologist. And so... Yeah, about 70 years ago, he was working on leonardite for the value for soil conditioner, the humic acid and other benefits. It even adds water tolerance. It helps growth, all that. So you got leonardite. It's also used for oil and gas applications, metal casting, cleanup of contamination. So many different uses of just naturally oxidized or weathered lignite. And then you can heat treat it, and they're currently doing this commercially up in just north of us in Estevan, Saskatchewan, and making charcoal briquettes for Kingsford Charcoal. Then if you add steam, you make activated carbon, which is used for cleanup of water or water purification. It's used for soil and air cleanup, so, and many other uses for activated carbon. You can further treat coal and make graphene and graphite for other battery components beyond what you're using rare earth elements for. For lithium ion batteries.
So it's not necessarily anything brand new that we're trying to do or that we've started doing over the past couple of years, saying, hey, we're making electricity, let's start to do some other things. This is a process that's begun decades ago of finding value-added synergies that can coexist with the primary. I mean, the primary component is still going to be electricity production from coal, because that's where you get millions and millions of tons of use. But these other things, it's not new to add these value-added portions. We're just expanding that suite of possibilities.
Yep, so we have the existing markets and products, and we continue with that. And
sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moderna said Tuesday its COVID-19 vaccine was 100% effective in a study of adolescents aged 12 to 17. making it the second shot behind Pfizer's to demonstrate high efficacy in younger age groups. The company said it plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to expand the emergency use of its COVID vaccine for teens as early as next month. This week, 50% of all American adults have been vaccinated. The Biden administration ended an inquiry into a possible connection between the origins of the coronavirus and a lab in Wuhan, China. The State Department launched the previously undisclosed inquiry last fall under President Trump, but the effort was shut down in the spring by President Biden. They claim the quality of its work was flawed. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's not convinced COVID-19 developed naturally. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out to the best of our ability what happened. End quote. USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Brought to you by our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. DAC Diesel, Bismarck, North Dakota, leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. Work on your tractor, too. Variety of diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, whatever. You can trust them. Long-lasting repair and maintenance services that will keep your vehicle running smoothly for years to come. Call them with any questions, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 or online at DAC, D-A-K-Diesel.com. DACDiesel.com. And, here to make you hungry. Scotty usually gets the job of making you hungry, but no, it's my job today. PetroServe USA lunch specials. I am kind of hungry, actually, guys. Maybe we should, when the show's done, we should bust over to PetroServe and get something to eat.
There you go.
Valley City, Swedish meatballs and lasagna today. Harwood's got Chef's Choice. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, Swedish meatballs, serving up lasagna, 12th Avenue in Fargo. Downtown Fargo's got lasagna. Glendon's got the stuffed green peppers, and Yulin's serving up scalloped potatoes in Minnesota. And it's Wednesday. That means you buy two fresh baked cookies. You get one free at all PetroServe USA locations. They help America fuel better. More info at PetroServeUSA.com. And like many others, they are definitely looking for help. So if you're looking for a gig, PetroServe USA is hiring. Jason Boron for Scott Hannon's graduation. He's going to... You just realized he's an empty nester.
I think it's about time he graduated, you know.
He's an empty nester. How old are he? Yeah, right. They're empty nesters. He's an empty nester as of today.
And he's got that huge nest, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. Off they go.
You never know. They may all move home. You never know. Yeah. All right, might as well keep it going.
Well, Jason's back. Jason, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, we're just talking about everything and anything within the coal industry, and as of late, that anything and everything includes a tighter relationship with the oil and gas industry. We share a future together that I think is challenged by a couple of the same things, but also incredibly bright if you have the policymakers in the state of North Dakota who are committed to making sure that we have the research, development, investment, and infrastructure needed to make them both successful. So I've got Lynn Helms with us, the director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Services, who's going to talk to us about some of those synergies and what he's seeing from the regulatory space, how we can work together to be more prosperous and successful in the state of North Dakota. Thanks for joining us, Lynn.
Hey, good morning, Jason. It's great to be with you.
Got a couple questions for you right off the bat as we've been talking about CO2 in the coal industry for a very long time. What I used to tell people is it doesn't matter why you want to regulate CO2. It doesn't matter if you really, really believe that there are these huge climate challenges. It doesn't believe if you think that
we just need CO2 to pump into the ground and store for enhanced oil recovery. But regardless of what your motivation is, North Dakota has the technology to make it happen. That's what I've been saying for almost 10 years. From a regulatory space, from your eyes, how is that developed in the state? What's happening as it pertains to carbon capture sequestration in the state of North Dakota under your watch?
Great question, Jason. So I want to go back to when I first got out of college as a petroleum engineer, and I went to work for a company some of you might remember called Texaco. At the time, Texaco was involved 50 years ago in the early years of using carbon dioxide for enhanced soil recovery in Texas. And so it's been used for that for nearly 50 years down there. Tremendously successful. Lots of additional oil reserves, lots of carbon dioxide used. Almost all of that, though, was naturally occurring. It wasn't anthropogenic, as we talk about, and that people want to regulate. But what people may not know is for 15 years, North Dakota's coal industry has been capturing carbon dioxide and sending it north to Saskatchewan. And there's been an enhanced oil recovery project up there since 2005, using North Dakota carbon dioxide. So looking at what was happening there and trying to envision what the future might look like, we started this North Dakota policy journey in 2009 under then Governor Hovind. And we created the statutes and the framework and the initial set of rules to be able to capture carbon dioxide, use it for enhanced soil recovery, and store it geologically. EPA then came along under the Obama administration and wrote the Class 6 rule. So North Dakota, wanting to be at the cutting edge of all of this, went ahead and applied for primacy to regulate that. And we were the first state in the nation to get that. I think there's two states have it now, North Dakota and Wyoming. So we've modified our statute and our rules. 3822 is the century code, 4305 administrative code. Basically, North Dakota has put itself in a position to be able to manage this carbon dioxide however we find that we want to use it or store it. We can use our Class 2 regulations to use it for enhanced oil recovery. We can use our Class 6 to put it into storage. We even have the policies in place to make the transition. So let's say you have an old oil field and you do the enhanced oil recovery and you come to the end of the life of that project. You could actually transition that project into a storage project, and all that space that used to be filled with oil, you can fill it up with carbon dioxide and store it in there. So it's been quite a journey, but we really started in 2005 here, took a big step forward in 2009, and then, of course, we got our primacy on Class 6, I believe it was in January or February of 2017. So we are extremely well positioned to manage the carbon dioxide. However, or as you said, for whatever reason, want to.
So it's interesting. One of the things that we've heard during the legislative session from time to time is unproven technology. And certainly as it pertains to your work, you know, you're in charge of once it leaves the power plant, what are you doing with that? Now, that's a Mike Holmes problem of how we get it off the power plant. And even that has progressed to near commercial technology. But once it leaves the power plant, once it's generated and putting it into the ground, what's your confidence level on how safe it is, how effective it is at doing the job that we're asking it to do, whether that's go underground and stay there or get the oil back up and continue to generate revenue?
Well, Jason, you know, we put that in the high 90 percentile. As I stated, Texas has been doing this for nearly 50 years. They do not have a single incident of contamination of underground sources of drinking water, using it for enhanced soil recovery. Saskatchewan's been doing it for 15 years. They've been challenged more than once on the fact that their project might be leaking, but they've got all the technology development to demonstrate that the carbon dioxide that they're putting in that oil reservoir is staying there. So we've worked with the folks at EERC to continuously develop new technologies that will be less expensive for storing and monitoring that carbon dioxide. But, you know, we can approach this with a 99% plus confidence level that we can actually place that carbon dioxide where we want it, use it or store it, and keep it there safely in place. One of the things North Dakota did that's unique is you have to have financial assurance in case something does go wrong, that tenths of a percent probability. So North Dakota set up a fee structure and a trust fund to assume that long-term financial assurance at some point where the carbon dioxide is stored and needs to stay there for a millennium or so.
And when that CO2, when it's being pumped down into the ground, as I understand it, it's not just doing something with the CO2, but there's real benefits to the pressurization of that reservoir as well. And that's something that I don't think the average person probably understands as well as you do. How would you describe that to somebody and say, here's another big benefit to the state, not just doing something with CO2, but a real benefit to the oil industry and also to the rest of the state?
Yeah, great question. So carbon dioxide, when you put it into the subsurface, is an incredibly valuable solvent. And so it's similar to the difference between running your car through a car wash with no soap or running it through with soap. That carbon dioxide mixes with the oil and creates a solvent that actually scrubs additional oil off of the rocks down there and moves it through the reservoir to the producing wells. So in typical enhanced oil recovery floods, the recovery of oil can be doubled by using that carbon dioxide as a solvent. And so it's like using the soap at the car wash. You absolutely want that, and it has tremendous value. So when we're looking at, for example, the Bakken and Three Forks, we think the primary recovery there is going to be well over 7 billion barrels of oil. Carbon dioxide as a solvent has the potential to double that and give us another 7 billion and another 40 years of productive life out of this tremendous resource that we've been blessed with in North Dakota.
So from a from a financial perspective, if you're looking at revenue from the state or revenue to the state, the perfection and deployment of carbon capture sequestration utilization technology has the potential to extend the life of these oil plays and enhance the magnitude of those oil plays. What's the time frame that we're looking at? You know, you talk about the increase in how much oil you can get out of the ground. What's the time frame that you're looking at over that horizon?
Yeah, so our first carbon dioxide enhanced oil recovery project in North Dakota is due to start injections next year. And the way the financial system is set up and the way oil and gas operators look at present value, they are looking at getting this carbon capture and utilization process up and running over about the next 5 years. So we should start to see the benefits as soon as 5 years out on that connection between the coal Thanks. And the oil and gas industry.
We'll pick this back up after the break. Thank you.
Luke is back from Red Trenchless. Hey, Luke, tell us a little bit about what you've been busy doing these last couple of weeks.
Hey, Scott. Well, we've been filling up the calendar real well. We got projects going on in Medina. We're going to be heading down to Wahpeton. We're up at New John's Lake. We got some projects going on in Bismarck Mandan here. Calendar's looking pretty busy, but we always got time to get new customers on.
When you do a drilling job, Luke, what do they say to you about how you do it versus anybody else?
Well, they're really impressed. You know, every job we do, Scott, we treat it like it's our first one, and we leave it better than the way we found it, whether that's restoration or just friendliness with customers. We stand out from other competitors in the area, and you can tell that by previous jobs we've done and on our website.
Trenchless technology, minimal excavation, and that means less disruption of traffic, business, and life. Repair, rehab, or replacement, call reddrilling.com. Call Luke at Red Drilling 701-934-1134 today or online at reddrilling.com.
Thanks, Scott.
When the weather cooperates here in the valley, our instinct is to race outdoors and work on that honey-do list. As you mow the lawn, you notice that your steps have shifted, the driveway is beginning to crack, and your new addition is sinking. Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North. Whether it's polyjacking or piers, we have a solution. Call us at 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA. And also, whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds at $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs, 28-pack, $3.99. Liquid ice, 2 for $3. And have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat, or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. I've just been drooling over the forthcoming GMC Hummer EV Crab Walk. Now, yeah, you're not going to hopefully use that in your supermarket parking lot or whatever, but what if you get stuck in a parking place in the wintertime, whatever? Obviously, when you're mudding or whatever, that might come in handy, or the UltraVision underbody camera, but most of the rest of us will love the 350-mile range of the pickup there, the 1,000 horsepower, the 11,500 pound-feet of available torque, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, but of course, today all speed limits. Those are on the way, but there's lots more for you, including that lifetime warranty at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Oh man, you know what? I really want to I want to drive one of those. The new Hummers, the electric one.
Oh man.
And I saw there's
so
a,
sweet.
There's a Nautique has a electric wakeboard boat out now. And I rode in Sturgis last year. We had a chance to I didn't get to ride it. I got to ride it on the dyno deal, but the new live wire Harley electric motorcycle, which was scary fast, you guys. I mean, scary fast. You can't even hear it when you're on it. You can't even hear it. But
yeah, Harley is supposed to those. Be I, able to hear a Harley though.
I know, right?
That's part of the point of a Harley.
Kind of something.
I can just see some old scooter going. That's not a real Harley, but I'd love to have that though.
So with all the electric talk going on, by the way, the electric wakeboard boat from Nautique starts at a modest $600,000. So plan accordingly with your budget.
So there you go. You've got yours going already then?
No. Get your order in? No. I'm still buying gas.
Yes. But think about the money you'll save on gasoline. If you live to be about $1,040, that one might pay off for you.
Eventually it works out.
It is unbelievable. Hey, we're also brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods. That's the place you go when you want to upgrade your copiers, printers, office equipment. Employee-owned, based right here in North Dakota. That means your money stays in the community. Boy, printers, I mean, the high-end computers, data analytics, they help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job, who's printing what. That's a kind of an important thing. You want to know how much money you're spending on your printing. Locations in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com. That is abmnow.com. Jason Bohr, final segment, buddy. Glad to have you back. Great job today, by the way.
Thank you. It's been good being here. Right now we're talking still with Lynn Helms, Director of Department of Mineral Services, talking about whether it's Hummers powered by electricity, oil and gas, what have you. You can fuel up right here in North Dakota thanks to the work of folks like people like Lynn Helms. Now, having said that, Lynn, there's a lot of challenges that we also face in the oil and gas industry and the coal industry that we share. One of those is workforce issues. What is the state of the workforce in the oil and gas industry? What can we do? Is there anything we can do together from the coal industry, oil and gas side on the workforce? Because that is going to continue to be a pinch point for both industries moving forward.
Right, Jason. It's a real challenge. I met Monday with a very innovative company that's got some engineering solutions for some oil and gas problems. And I asked them about workforce, and they said, can you find us 60 workover rig hands. They're looking right now. This is just one workover rig operator that's got 60 job openings. Of course, we know our university system has done a great job of implementing some training programs. I think our big issue in oil and gas is how cyclical it is and how the price ramps up and down. Coal doesn't have quite the same problem there, but as we move forward into the future, that could develop. I think we need to come up with some concepts or ideas about how we do counter-cyclical stuff. You know, one of the things that we did to make sure we didn't lose all of our workover rig hands was we put them to work plugging orphan wells the last 6 months of 2020 when there was no work available in the traditional kind of well repair arena. So I think we need to work with our policy folks on, you know, how we can cross train and share and come up with some counter cyclical projects that we can employ these folks on. One of the great things about what we were talking about, enhanced soil recovery and a fully developed Bakken, is a lot of that cyclical nature goes out because once you start an enhanced oil recovery project, it has to keep running. It just has to move ahead. And so the economics of it move up and down, but the workforce and the workforce needs and the need for electricity doesn't change. You know, one of the things you were talking about this morning was the future need for electricity. And I guess people probably don't grasp just how important reliable electricity is for our oil and gas production. So, we produce 1.5 barrels of water for every barrel of oil that we produce. And every bit of that water has to be lifted out of a well, moved to a disposal, and pumped back down. And 100% of that is electric power. And you would think our natural gas plants would run on natural gas. No, they run on electricity. 2.9 billion cubic feet a day is run through a compressor and through one of about 20 natural gas plants out there to be processed so it'll burn in your furnace. And every bit of that depends on a reliable electrical supply.
Even if you're heating your home with gas, you're heating your home with electricity. It's all coming back to coal and electricity. Thanks for joining us, Len.
There's no terrain too tough for Hartford Turf Equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Hartford Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.